Chinese, so I must start my speech with excuse. So if my presentation does not interest you, I'd like to ask you to think that that is because of my jet lag. I will turn to the theme. The Constitution of Japan of 1946 guarantees freedom of religion and declares the separation of church and state. Japanese jurists have struggled to establish religious freedom through the courts, which have the power of judicial review, and they have succeeded to some extent. It seems to me, however, the role of government to further work of religious freedom has been overlooked in Japan. But I think we cannot deny that political branches also have played a certain role to further religious freedom. In this presentation, I will introduce the present situation in Japan regarding the role of the judiciary and the political branches to further the work of religious freedom. For the translators, I will pass the historical background. Article 20, Section 1 of the Constitution of Japan provides that freedom of religion is guaranteed to all. And this provision is generally understood as guaranteeing freedom of religious conscience, freedom to conduct one's religious worship, and freedom of religious associations. We have no comprehensive non-establishment clause, which is seen in the US Constitution, but our Constitution provides no religious organization shall receive any privileges from the state, nor exercise any political authority. The state and its organs shall refrain from religious education or any other religious activities, and no public money or other property shall be expended or appropriated for the use, benefit, or maintenance of any religious institution or association. Therefore, it is widely accepted that the Japanese Constitution adopts the separation system. As I stated earlier, Japanese jurists have centered their efforts on the furtherance of religious freedom through the courts. Though some jurists criticize the Japanese Supreme Court is too conservative to invalidate legislations or administrative acts. But it seems to me that the criticism is somewhat one-sided, and Japanese courts also have played a certain role to guarantee religious freedom in post-war Japan. Though there are not so many cases in which the infringement of religious freedom was alleged, I can present the Kobe City College of Technology case as one example in which the Supreme Court played the active role. A college student, who was witnessed, refused to take kendo, kendo is Japanese fencing, kendo class, because practicing any martial art is prohibited by his religious belief. As a result of refusal, the student could not earn the credit of required subject of physical education and eventually expelled from the college. So he brought the action for withdrawal of the expulsion, insisting that enforcing him to take kendo class against his religious belief and expelling him for the reason of his refusal infringed his freedom of religion. The Supreme Court found that because his refusal to participate in kendo class is grounded on the core of his sincere religious belief, and because he was driven into the situation or expulsion as a result of his religiously motivated refusal, the expulsion has a nature that led him to act against his own religious belief if he wished to avoid the serious disadvantage. According to the court, the college could offer alternative classes in the proper way and form which does not appear partial to him, and such alternative class would not impair the educational order in the college nor seriously disturb the operation of the college. So the court held that the decision of the college to expel him was unconstitutional. Among the numerous separation cases, I can point out the Ehime Tamagushiryo case as the example in which the Supreme Court plays the active role. This case was related to spending of public money to religious corporations. from 1981 to 1986, the governor of Ehime Prefecture offered 166,000 yen to Yasukuni Shrine and other organizations in the name of the church for spirit of a sacred tree, and the inhabitant brought the action, urging the government act violated separation of church and state. The Supreme Court found it is hard to think that an ordinary person would evaluate the dedication of the offerings as one of the social courtesy. The court continued, we cannot deny that the prefecture became intentionally entangled with a particular religious organization. If a local public entity becomes entangled with the particular religious organization in the special manner as seen in this case, such an entanglement will give an ordinary person the impression that the prefecture specially supports them because of their superiority to others. And the ordinary person will become interested in them. The court concluded because Ehime Prefecture's spending to Yasukuni Shrine has the purpose of religious significance and the effect to support, promote, or further the particular religion, it is in violation of separation of church and state. There is a good reason why the road to guarantee religious freedom has been expected almost exclusively to the judiciary by Japanese jurists. As you could easily imagine, it seems natural to think that the political branches cannot be expected to play this kind of role because they consist of members selected by majority decision and will be dominated by the religious majority. Moreover, because it is support of Shinto shrines by conservative politicians that has been attacked in separation cases in post-war Japan, it might be also natural to Japanese jurists to think they cannot trust them. But the political branches have not always been the threat to religious freedom in Japan. Rather, if we closely look at the current Japanese law, we can find many examples which show the accommodation of religion by them. As such an example, I can point out the existence of Religious Corporations Act. The act was enacted in order to give religious organizations a legal ability to own buildings and properties. It is said, at the time of the Allied occupation, the general headquarters of the Supreme Commander for the Allied Powers studied abolishing the pre-war act, which had specially regulated religious corporations and treating them as one of public benefit corporations generally regulated by the civil code. GHQ thought that if the special statute which regulates only religious corporations enacted, it showed the government is too interested in religions. But it was the prevalent opinion of the leaders of religious organizations that the civil code contained too many restrictions. Certainly, the public benefit corporations incorporated by the Japanese civil code at that time had the characteristic of the corporation about which the state authorized the public benefit or social utility. The civil code adopted the authorization system with wide administrative discretion as to incorporation of public benefit corporations and vested the administrative organs with the powers to supervise and control the activities. If religious corporations, these religious organizations had to be subject to such an authorization system, their incorporation would have to depend on the preference of administrative organs. If supervision and control by the administrative organs reached religious corporations, the result, contrary to separation of church and state, would be certain to occur. Therefore, in Japan, the special ordinance which regulated only religious corporations was first issued in order to avoid these consequences, and the current Religious Corporations Act inherited this idea. The current Religious Corporations Act provides that those who wish to found a religious corporation must submit the documents prescribed by the Act and acquire the certification by the Minister of Education and or the Governor of Prefecture. This administrative act of certification is understood as an act of confirmation, indicating the administrative organ's judgment that the submitted document meets the requirements by the act, and act as an act without administrative discretion. Today, the discretionary powers of the administrative organs over religious corporations were thus denied. It seems clear that Religious Corporations Act was enacted not because the Diet legislature was too interested in religious affairs, but because the Diet thought that it is necessary to deter the government from intervening into religious organizations. What I can say from the Japan's experience described above is that even if we have the good reason to focus on the role of the judiciary when we are going to further religious freedom, we should pay attention to the political branches too. The political branches can further religious freedom. Of course, we must keep our eyes on them so that they never infringe religious freedom, but at the same time, we can work on them to take necessary measures to further religious freedom. Thank you very much for your kind attention.